What is up, Sportscast? Welcome to the Sports and Stuff Show, the Kings of Sports. I'm Adam.
And I'm Carter.
And let's get right into it. Just a heads up, Carter might not be in the most non-hostile mood. We'll get into it 100%, but...
We restructured Jimmy G.
Yeah.
Are you kidding me? I'm done, man.
Yeah, so, and unfortunately, I told Carter before this, depending on if you're big fans of the show, you might have seen this episode. Probably not, because it was only audio. There was one episode after the Packers lost to the 49ers that I had to wear a Jimmy G jersey that mm-hmm. Carter had, and the video ended up getting corrupted on there.
Right.
It literally did.
No, I will never believe that.
The problem was your camera. My camera was fine.
I will never.
I was low-key.
Well, then they should have showed you because you were wearing the jersey.
I should have just posted my jersey.
You
should have. Posted my video, but it was pretty funny. Carter apparently got rid of it, but now he's going to have to invest in another one.
No, I literally just bought a Trey Lance jersey 4 days ago.
Oh, well.
He better still be the starter, bro. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
So that's pretty dope. We're back. Let's get some updates going. Normally I have the big old bunch of papers, but now I got the iPad moving up. But this probably isn't the best idea because it's only at 5%, so might have to go to my iPhone.
True.
In a bit, but oh well. But yes, we're back in the studio. We actually restructured our recording and publication days. So what we're basically doing now. So it used to be. It used to be Fridays from 12 to 1. That was the very first whatever. And then we changed it to Thursdays from 12 to 1 because we wanted it to get the Thursday night games. And now we restructured it to 2 episodes a week. Let's go. And it's going to be Wednesdays and Fridays at 3 to 4. So it's a little different. It's kind of a funky time, if I'm going to be honest, the 3 to 4. But, yeah. I mean, at least we get it out. So this episode on... So we're recording on Monday and Wednesday, and the Monday recording is going to go out on Wednesday, and that'll be the sports episode. And the one that we record on Wednesday that will be released on Friday will be the stuff episode. So this episode is going to be completely based on just sports. And then on Wednesday when we record,
it's just football.
This episode's basically vast majority football. I don't think there's anything else other than football in here.
Nope.
But yeah, I mean, it should be fun. It should be a vibe. And then next episode, like I said, is going to be all stuff. So expect games. I think we're just going to do like headline reads and I don't know.
Cool.
It'll be fun. It'll be fun. It'll be Feel Good Friday.
Feel Good Friday.
But yeah, we did that. We might change up this setup a little bit. We did have talks where we were going to have like chairs like over here. Like we have like chairs that, because that was the original setup that I kind of pictured was we had like a chair and then you had your own chair and we kind of were like that, but I don't know, we might keep it the same, might not,
figure it out.
Yeah, we'll figure it out. It's a new year. And also big news, year two, baby. This is I don't know the exact date, but I think we might start a little bit early, but I know we're around that mark, like around this mark is when we like, or when sports stuff started. So we're officially a toddler.
Wouldn't that make it 1 year old, though?
Oh, yeah. We're one. Never mind.
It's year two, but we're one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Either way.
We're entering year two. Okay. Man, you kind of threw me for a trip there. But, yeah. I don't think we kind of set up for the Weddle. I did have that on there, so we could play the Weddle, but... Oh, well, we could skip it.
All right.
I didn't, like, because last time we kind of, like, recorded it, and then we kind of, like, on your screen or whatever, but I don't think we really set up.
A little bit of a scuffed thing there.
Yeah, I could have screen recorded it on my iPad, but we're at 5%, so
right.
We're rocking with it. We're kind of changing up the little, like, the pace or the format of our shows a little bit. Before, we kind of just read the news, and then that, yeah. But now what we're basically going to do is more opinionated-based type of things. Like, right, this new section we're going to be doing is Boom or Bust. So it's going to be, like, our, you know, top boom player, our top bust player for certain categories. And then we're just going to be talking through why we think what we think.
A pre-recorded show, you'll know all the news by the time we talk about it. So yeah. we got to do something different. Rather than repeat everything everyone else said 2 days ago, right?
Yeah, I mean, like, we can still talk about certain things, but, like, we're probably just going to give our opinions, not just, like, give you a refresher, like, a full-on debrief on what's happening or something. So, like,
yeah,
so this new section we're doing is called Boom or Bust. We have a couple categories here, and we're just going to be going through our specific, like, players that we're picking. So we picked one boom player.
Is this for
this year? Yeah.
Okay.
No, just before the start of the season. One boom player, one bust for certain categories. Let's start with the first one. NFL quarterbacks this year, boom or bust. Okay. Who'd you choose?
My boom. I took this as if you're my boom, you're going to exceed expectations.
Yeah.
If you're the bust pick, then you have higher expectations than what you're going to do.
Yeah. Okay.
My boom is Trevor Lawrence. I think that he was in a horrible situation last year, coaching-wise and roster construction-wise. Also, just his first year in the NFL got thrown into the fire. He looks good. I think that I just think that last year was an outlier. I do. I think that there's going to be natural progression as well as some roster additions. I think that, I mean, people clowned on Christian Kirk signing, and it was too much, but I think that he and Trevor Lawrence are going to build a good rapport. I think that Trevor Lawrence is going to be really good and take a step forward into being a good quarterback this year rather than last year being a bad one with flashes. So,
yeah. What about your bust?
My pick for...
I saw this and I was like,
my pick for bust is Tua. And I wrote here, Tua turned the ball over, because I think that's the funniest NFL nickname ever.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't see it, man. I really don't. I know Tyreek Hill's saying he's the most accurate quarterback he's ever played with. That's insane.
That's cap.
Like, that's just he's out of his mind. He's in a good situation. He's got some speed in the backfield. He's got Tyreek Hill and Jalen Waddle at receiver. He's got, I mean, there's really speed all over that team. They got Mike McDaniel in there, who's a quarterback-friendly head coach, I would say. I just don't believe in him. I think all those things have raised the expectations too high. I don't think he's the guy. I think that he can be a decent quarterback, but I think that within a couple of years, they're going to be looking to move on. And so that's why he's my bust pick.
I feel like Tua, you know, no disrespect to, like, cupcake arm quarterbacks, because I'm definitely a cupcake arm quarterback when I do, like, intramurals and stuff like that. But, I mean, he has a cupcake arm. Like, did you – you literally see all the time him underthrowing, like, they have, like – it's so weird because the Dolphins media team is, like, only putting out, like, his best passes. But, like, if you watch him, he underthrows the ball so much. It's, like, bad. Yeah. Like, literally, there was one that they highlighted, like, on the NFL where they're like, oh, look at this great pass to Tyreek Hill. And Tyreek Hill literally had to, like, slow down, cut in front, and, like, slide.
I mean, to be fair, he threw that thing, like, 55, 60 yards. There's only, like, four or five quarterbacks who are hitting that in stride.
If they had Patrick Mahomes hitting that, and that's a touchdown.
For sure. But that's 100%. Most people aren't. So, like, that's not the kind of thing I'm talking about necessarily. I mean, I don't know. It was an underthrow, but I don't think a lot of people are making that in stride. But yeah, it definitely.
Yeah,
he did have to cut across the field. It's kind of lucky the defenders were on the other side.
And also not looking at the ball and not playing the ball, just playing the player. For me, I wanted to put Trevor Lawrence, but I decided to go with because I feel like Trevor Lawrence was kind of like the obvious more pick.
He's a popular pick for
he's
sure.
He's pretty popular. Especially with the new coach and everything. I picked Kenny Pickett. I think Kenny Pickett, I don't know, I've really liked what I've seen from him. I think he only, like, missed, like, two or three passes in total in, like, the preseason, which, I mean, the preseason isn't, like much. But, like, still, I feel like that's, a good sign. And he looks very comfortable. And plus, he has, like, the benefit because he's already played on that field. He already kind of is, like, established himself, so he doesn't have as many, like, jitters as, like, other teams or other quarterbacks. So I feel like he will be pretty good. And I mean, it's not like he has much competition with Mitch Trubisky and everything. So I mean, I'm willing to bet. I heard something that, like, they're still starting Mitch, but, like, I don't think that they, like, that, I feel like that's stupid if they do that.
I don't know.
I feel like it's going to be like a Tyrod Taylor thing where, like,
the only reason Tyrod got benched is because he got hurt by the doctor, though.
Yeah, but, like, honestly,
Kenny Pickett is not Justin Herbert.
Herbert should have, like, I mean, Herbert should have been starting at the beginning of the year, right. And it was just kind of like a confused. I mean, Kenny I'm not comparing him to Justin Herbert because I feel like
Justin Herbert.
But like, I think it's one of those situations where it's similar, where it's like Justin Herbert should have started from the beginning, and I think it was pretty obvious, clear about that. And I think this is the same where Kenny Pickett should just be starting, at least get those reps in at first, get like, because there's no good of him being on the bench. And if he's like their long-term solution, just get him more reps now. So then when it comes later on, he has more reps, more experience, and it's just not like putting him at a disadvantage, I guess. But
yeah.
For my bust, I put Mac Jones. I did originally put Jordan Love, but I mean, like, I'm still confirming that he's a bust. You know, I'm just putting it out there. He's still a bust. But Mac Jones, I think he's going to underperform from last year. I mean, last year he was, like, decent. I still wasn't really a fan. And I got straight up obliterated by some of the fans because they were like, how dare you, Mac Jones? He's horrible. Or he's great or whatever. But, like, honestly, I don't think he's going to meet up to the expectations. I just don't think the Patriots in general are going to do as, like, well. And I just feel like he's not going to have a great year. That doesn't mean, like, he could bounce back. Like, it also could be just, like, a sophomore slump type of thing. But I definitely don't really trust Mac Jones. I don't know. But yeah, I also could have put, like, I don't know. I think Daniel Jones is actually going to do a little bit better than people are putting him out to be. I think he's going to do decent. I mean,
he's terrible.
Kenny Golladay ain't doing no favors for him.
Daniel Jones is awful.
Have you seen those Kenny Golladay highlights?
Yeah.
Dude, man's like,
he's
doesn't
bad
even,
too.
Like, I don't even, man, that's like straight up highway robbery right there. But, gosh, damn. Okay, so NFL teams. Do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll go. My boom team is going to be the Saints, and I went back and forth on a few teams here. Jameis was actually almost my boom quarterback, but I believe in the Saints. I believe in their coaching. I believe in their defense. I like their draft class, and I love their weapons. It doesn't look like Kamara's going to be suspended this year, so he's going to be full go. You got Michael Thomas coming back, probably. You got Chris Olave, who I was super high on pre-draft. And they brought in Jarvis Landry. I really, really like this team. And I think that if Jameis takes the step that I think he will and continues his progress from last year, they're going to be a really, really good team. So Saints are my boom.
Who's their new coach?
Dennis Allen. Who's our old DC.
Okay.
Obviously, I'd rather Sean Payton be there, but I still believe in the coaching there. My bust team is the Cardinals. I think that they are going to severely underperform. I am not a big Kyler believer. I'm really not. And it's the thing with the Cardinals is we've seen them collapse in two ways over the last couple of years. They collapse when DeAndre Hopkins is not on the field, and they collapse in the second half of the season. Here's the thing.
They don't have either.
Hopkins is going to be out the first six games. Okay.
Yeah.
Then they're going to have two games with Hopkins in the first half of the year. Then the second half of the year hits. So I don't know. I don't know if the trends will continue. I don't know if the second half thing will continue, but I do think they're going to still struggle without Hopkins. And him missing six games is a big deal, especially in the division they're in. I don't really believe in the Cardinals. I don't.
Well, even like low-key, like I don't think anyone expected them to
also,
do as good.
Also, trading a first for Hollywood is insane. Just absolutely crazy.
Dude, that was ridiculous. Especially because at that point, couldn't they – I think Treylon Burks was still on the board, right?
I'm not sure. I'm not a big Burks guy, but
like Treylon Burks, they also had. I think he's probably going to be good. I mean, Christian Watson was still there. George Pickens as well. Like, I mean, George Pickens looks like a stud, and I think I put him.
I love
on
him.
Here.
I love you George Pickens.
I was gonna put him on. NFL
I didn't.
Rookies,
I didn't just
because
he's
thought you
buzzing.
Were gonna do that. I mean,
it just seemed a little obvious.
A little mainstream. But I think. I don't know. I feel like the Cardinals, that they're like an obvious choice because it's like kind of like the same thing with the AFC West where it's like even if they are decent, I feel like the other three teams in their division are like better.
Seattle's going to suck.
Oh, well, yeah, that's true.
Seattle's going to be terrible.
What do you mean, Geno Smith?
They're terrible. They're so bad. I think the Cardinals are locked into third place.
Yeah, probably.
There's no way they're worse than Seattle, but I don't see any universe where they're a top two team in the division.
Like, if they are, like, worse than Seattle,
there's no
that's
way.
Bad.
There's no there's, way.
That would be so rough.
I mean, Ken Walker would have to turn into prime AD, sorry.
Dude, literally, like, that would be like, imagine if they, like, flopped so bad they got the first overall pick and then dumped on Kyler Murray just like they did Josh Rosen.
No.
And then they got, like, I don't know, Bryce Young or something, like, first pick. That'd be so funny. That would be, like, the biggest, like, oh my. They, like, I don't think they would pass the Browns at that point, but, like, I don't know. For me, I put boom as the Chargers. I mean, like, I believe the hype. I think they're going to do really well this year. I mean, if they don't, that's so. I think their coach, I think it's Staley, right?
Or, the Chargers?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's going to get fired. Like,
what?
I think if they underperform this year, he's out of there.
No.
They have such a talented roster that no. If he underperforms this year,
it's a
he's
second
fired.
Year.
Yeah, but, like, Chargers are built, like, to win now. Like, if they wait another year to where they have
also
to pay
have a young franchise quarterback, they're built to win in the future, too.
Yeah, but they have to pay him more, then they're going to have to, like,
not next year.
Cut. Yeah, but they're trying to use these years as much as they can. Kind of like the Joe Burrow thing, where, like, they don't have to pay him yet, so, like, they're kind of like.
I don't see a single universe where Brandon Staley gets fired.
I'm willing to bet he's probably going to get fired. At the
I
end of the
will
year.
Take that bet.
Yeah,
all day.
We could do like
all day. I will,
you know,
take
like
that.
Skip and Shannon, how they do like bet Mountain Dew or whatever.
Yes,
and we could do that.
We're gonna have to because there is a 0% chance that Brandon Staley
flop.
Gets fired.
That's only if they flop. Like, I don't think
what's a flop.
If they underperform, if they miss the playoffs, if they
no,
like
they would have
to
go like
by,
2-15.
Exit, like, I don't think well,
first round exit. You think you get fired? That's better than last year.
I don't know.
No, there's no
I think
way.
That I think that there's a good chance that he could get fired. I think he's on the hot seat, definitely.
I don't
know. Bust, I put the Bengals. I did mention them. I just don't. I think last year still, I think it was a fluke. I'm not going to lie. Like, I don't think. I mean, I think they're a decent team. I just think that they didn't really, like, they went farther than, like, they really should have, in my opinion. I mean, we'll have to see, but I just don't. I'm not really buying into the Bengals right now.
I mean, it's not like the expectations are Super Bowl again. So, do you think they're going to, like, miss the playoffs or something?
I think they're going to be first round exit. I mean, I think, like, that's the bar is like.
I don't know if that's
second
really
round
is that really a
playoffs.
Bust though? Like, I mean, I feel like
I mean,
the,
I don't
the
know.
Cardinals
they might
are
miss the playoffs. Like
the Cardinals
on,
are generally seen to be like a playoff level team. I would say, right?
I mean,
I
they
think
might
that
miss the playoffs.
I think they're going to miss it significantly.
I just think that like the Bengals aren't going to make their mark on like where they're kind of expected to be. So I don't know. I don't think the Bengals are going to do nearly as good as they did last year. To
right.
be honest.
All right, for rookies. My boom is Dameon Pierce, and this is a guy who, like, in the very early draft process, I was not very high on, and then, like, the week before the draft, the more I watched, the more I liked him. I really liked him. Wanted him to go to San Francisco when we took Davis Price. He didn't, because we make bad decisions. He's in Houston now, and it seems pretty clear that he's taken over the RB1 role in that backfield, and I think he's gonna flourish in it. I mean, he has the talent, and he's going to get the opportunity. That's really all it takes for me. Mm-hmm. So Dameon Pierce. Bust, I put Wandale Robinson. There's actually quite a few that I wanted to put here. Pre-draft, if you asked me, I would have said Kyle Hamilton, because a lot of people said he's the best in the draft, and I don't think he's even close.
Yeah.
But he went to the Ravens, and I think if any team can use him properly, it's going to be the Ravens. So he's probably going to look pretty good there. But anyway, Wandale Robinson, I don't understand the pick there with the receivers that were on the board still with the, he just doesn't solve anything. Like, you still got to figure Kenny Golladay out. They didn't end up trading Kadarius Toney, who's back, who's I guess still with the team now. Their quarterback situation is god awful. I just don't like the pick. It was bad value, and I don't like anything about it. I really don't. I don't know. There's a lot better players. Like, your boom was available at this pick and would have been a lot better pick, in my opinion, if you wanted to go receiver, which you probably shouldn't have. But So, yeah, my bust is Wandale Robinson. And, of course, I'm not wishing anything bad on any of these bust picks. It's just I don't believe in them as much.
Yeah. Going back to the Kyle Hamilton thing, I was thinking about putting him here, too, Because, I mean, and that would just be, like, not like a bust, like, you know, like, kind of like Jamarcus Russell type of bust. But, yeah, like, I was thinking low-key, he's probably going to not do as well as everyone's hyping him up to be.
I think on another team that would be the case. But in Baltimore, I think he's going to be pretty good.
Do you see the video of, like, them all, like, reacting to how, like, his signing bonus?
Yeah.
Where he's, like, $9 million. And yeah, even, like, Jim Harbaugh's, like, or John,
yeah,
was like, dude, that was crazy. For me, my boom, gotta rep him.
This isn't
Shaq,
biased at all.
Not biased. Dude, he played great. Did you see him in, like...
I know.
Wait, I'm so mad. I mean, like,
he's
okay,
good, man.
So I put Shaq. If I'm going to be honest, like, I really... You know, even though everyone's hyping up Romeo Doubs, I really think they still should have picked Shaq here. Like, Shaq at that pick.
Yeah.
I'm still really mad. Because, I mean...
I was mad when we passed on him for another receiver, but I'm happy about it now.
I'm so mad that they didn't pick Shaq. Like,
you got a burner.
They, or at least they should have traded up, like, at least to get him, like, as well, to, you know, beef it up. But I'm still so mad Shaq didn't go to the Packers.
Yeah, the Doubs thing I don't really understand, because, like, I feel like a knock on Shakir was the conference he played in.
Yeah, and they picked
the Doubs. Doubs played in the same conference.
Yeah, like, and literally Shaq was the number one play, like...
Dude,
you know,
he was unbelievable.
The only
last
one
year
closest
unreal
to him is Jael Skinner, and Jael Skinner is going to be the number one player on this team this year. Like, and
Mountain West Defensive Player of the Year incoming.
Dude, he's like, he and like Hank got ranked like top 100 or something.
Top 100 for what?
Just college players.
Oh,
by the AP poll or whatever. So, and I think Hank barely got in. I think he was like 97 or 91. And then Jael Skinner was like 80, 85, which, I mean, they're still like top 100. Like, damn.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think Shaq is going to do really well. He played really well in like
I think he's going to carve out that wide receiver three role in Buffalo pretty
quickly.
He's
like,
and the wide receiver three in Buffalo is not a bad spot to be.
Exactly. Especially Josh Allen. Like, but my bust, Derek Stingley. I don't think he's going to live up, especially to the number three overall pick. Or number two. He went number two, right?
Three.
He did go three. Dude, it's not his fault that he got drafted right before the best corner in this draft, like,
unreal,
by far.
Just insane.
Dude, Sauce Gardner is going to be – he's going to be the number one in this draft. Like, no. And it's gonna be sad because, you know, Derek Stingley can't live up to that hype, but he's not going to live up to it.
Stingley might have been underdrafted. Bro.
I mean, I think...
He's so good. He's so good.
Occasionally, every, like, blue moon. Like,
nah, he's unbelievable.
Do you see Bryce Young? Or not Bryce
Derek
Young.
Derek Stingley at his
Devontae
best.
Devontae Smith straight up cook him up.
Like, Devontae Smith cooked everybody.
Yeah, but
that was, like,
the
greatest
corner, like,
college football team of all time.
Yeah, but, like, dude...
Derek Stingley at his best is more talented than any other player in this draft class. That's just how it is. He's insane.
Oh, man. And then,
if he stays healthy, he's going to be elite. Quickly.
But, okay. Rank in the 2021 quarterbacks. I thought this was going to be pretty, like, interesting because it's still kind of being talked about now. And all of these quarterbacks are getting, like, a legit chance this year.
Well,
so
probably.
I think it was... Pretty, something interesting to do. I think you got it. You go first.
All right. So I took this as how they're going to perform this year.
Yeah.
Not necessarily their career. I'll go 5-1. So in last, I have Justin Fields, which makes me really sad because I'm a big Justin Fields guy. I just don't believe in Chicago at all. He looked solid in the preseason. He really did. But I don't believe in the team. They hired a defensive-minded head coach. The O-line is atrocious. The wide receiving core is, it's terrible. Nothing is set up for Fields to succeed. And I think he's a very talented player. I think whenever he leaves Chicago or Chicago decides to get it together, he'll be awesome. I just don't think, like, statistically and team success-wise, it's going to be there this year. Number four, I put Mac Jones. I think he has a little higher ceiling than people give him credit for, but it's also the lowest of the five by far. I think he's going to be solid, but I don't think he's going... I think he's going to be marginally better than last year. That's... Mm-hmm. Yeah. Three, I put Zach Wilson. This is assuming that the injury is, you know, he comes back healthy and relatively soon. I believe in Zach Wilson more. They invested in Garrett Wilson. They had an elite draft class. They had an unbelievable draft class. The Jets did. I like their weapons. I think Elijah Moore is going to take a big step forward. They got Breece Hall in the backfield now and Michael Carter to spell him. Like, I think that Zach Wilson is set up decently, and I think that he's very talented. And he has a high ceiling, but he also has a very low floor. Two, Trevor Lawrence. He was my boom pick for quarterbacks. I think he's – I already talked about him. I think he's in a much better situation, and I think that he's going to look much better in his second year as a pro.
You put him at number two.
I did, because number one is Trey Lance. And if we're talking just the player themselves, I would take Trevor Lawrence over Trey Lance. But with the situation, dude has the best player in the NFL protecting his blind side. He has a top two, at least, tight end. The backfield is, I don't know, the running backs are always good. They're never, like, great players, but they perform well. A great receiving core, a great defense, a great play caller. He is set up in every single way to succeed. So if he doesn't, he stinks. That's just how it is. But I think he can be a worse player than a Trevor Lawrence and still have a much better season, if that makes sense. So that's why I put him at one. But he is the most volatile of all of them. I think he's got the highest ceiling and the lowest floor. Anywhere 1 through 5 is a reasonable outcome this year, which is scary, but exciting.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like all these quarterbacks are, like, decent. There's no, like, bust, I feel like, at this point.
I don't think so.
I think it's too early to tell if there are going to be, like, a bust. But
if you had to pick one.
Oh, I don't even know.
It's tough, man.
Justin Fields, because of his situation,
is an interesting pick, but I feel like just the player, I think Zach Wilson might be
probably
my pick.
Especially since he was 2 overall. Like,
I think it's the only one guaranteed to not be a bust right now is Mac.
Yeah, I mean.
And he's never going to be a generational quarterback, but he's obviously not.
If I'm going to be honest, I think the only player that isn't like a true bust or like guaranteed not a bust is Trevor Lawrence.
He wasn't good last year.
Yeah, but I think I think he's really good. I think he has.
Okay, but if he plays every year like he played last year,
Urban Meyer.
Right? But if he plays every year like he played last year, he's a bust.
Yeah, I mean,
if Mac Jones plays every year like he did last year, he's not a bust.
No, I feel like he's. I feel like he's. I trust him. I trust him quite a bit.
I do too. I'm just saying, like there is a chance. That's who he is.
Yeah, true.
There's a chance. Probably not. But
for me, for my list at number 5, I put Zach Wilson. If I'm gonna be honest, I did have Justin Fields at first, but I swapped him last second. Honestly, the only reason I did that is because I don't know if he's going to really – I think we'll talk about this, like his – like sleeping with his mom's best friend thing.
Oh, come on.
I think that like everyone started to hype him up
so
much.
That doesn't mean anything.
But like I think that kind of is working against him because now everyone's going to see him and see him be like, oh, he's going to be a stud. And then all of a sudden, he like, if he starts to stink up the place or not be that great.
It doesn't affect anything.
I think, and then I saw him during the preseason before he got injured, and he threw like a pick, like in one of like the worst possible ways. So I'm kind of like.
Can't be worse than the pick Mac Jones threw.
Oh, yeah, I saw that. So that's why I also have Mac Jones at number 2. Number 4. Number 2. I got Mac Jones there at number 4. I just don't feel like he has that great of a ceiling. And I also kind of talked about this where I think the Patriots are going to underperform. And I think that's also going to affect Mac Jones. He might have a sophomore slump. And I just don't think he's going to do that well statistically this year. I put Justin Fields at number 3 because although I don't think he's going to get many wins on the Bears this year, I definitely think he's going to put up quite a bit of like good stats. I think he's going to do pretty well. It kind of sucks because I'm like, you know, he's on the Bears and his success kind of is not great for the Packers. But I think, you know, I really did like Justin Fields. I really did not want him to go to the Bears because I liked him so much. And I really I really think that he's going to do pretty well statistically. I don't think he's going to win many games, but that's just because of the Bears. And I don't know. I really still like Justin Fields. And also Trevor Lawrence at number 2. No, Trey Lance at number 2. I think Trey Lance, I don't know. I'm getting mixed signals because I kind of believe because according to like certain reports, he's been really good and also really bad at some points. And he has like the consistent like on most reports is that he has like accuracy issues, which, I mean, I don't know if that is going to be that big of a deal, especially with how great his team is. But, I mean, as long as he could throw deeper than Jimmy, I'm pretty sure they're probably going to do decent. Like, that roster is stacked, and it's been pretty stacked for a while now. So I'm pretty sure they're probably going to do decent. And I think his stats are going to be buffed up regardless, just because of the team around him. So I think that regardless, he's going to have a pretty decent season. And at number one, I put Trevor Lawrence. I think Trevor Lawrence is going to be – I think he has all the intangibles, and he has a better coach this year. And I personally think that he's going to do pretty well. I don't know how well the Jaguars are going to do in general, but I think he's going to do pretty well just by himself. And also, my iPad died, so you're going to need to read all the news.
All right. Okay, so into some of the news before we get out of here. Matt Areza, the punt god, he was nicknamed, and everyone was obsessed with him in college and then in the NFL for a little bit. Yeah, he got cut from the Bills because he got accused of, I mean, do I just say it?
You could say it, and then we're just going to bleep it out because I feel like it's just weird if we beat around the bush. But yeah. Oh, well.
I'm going to try to find a way where we can say it without bleeping anything.
Okay.
Matt Areza got cut after being accused of a group.
I think that's fine.
Of a minor.
Yep.
Okay.
I think that's fine.
He and two other San Diego State players, this was in his time in college, obviously, they got accused of this group of the 17-year-old. And honestly, one of the most disgusting parts to me is he's maintaining innocence from the accusation, but admits that the encounter was sexual.
Yeah.
So at the very minimum, that is statutory.
Yeah.
And he should be in jail. So that's terrible. And they talked about the details, and I don't even know if we want to include this in here, but they were like ear and belly button piercings were ripped out.
Yeah,
she was
gruesome.
Bleeding out of many places. Like, it's disgusting.
It's horrible.
And I mean, even if it was consensual, it's still illegal. Because I mean, legally, she couldn't consent. So,
exactly.
Like, it's disgusting and awful, and he should never touch the field again. And I really don't respect someone who would defend this.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I try to be open with different opinions on issues, but
I think this
seems pretty cut and dry.
Yeah. For me, I feel like it's so strange because, like, well, this is kind of weird because when I was looking at this, there are some people on Twitter that were like, oh, well, the age of consent is different in every state. And I didn't know that because I was just raised in California.
So, like, in Washington, it's 16.
Seriously?
Yeah. In California, it's 18.
Yeah, because I was
here,
always,
it's 18.
I always lived in California, so I always assumed that I was 18.
Yeah,
I
people were talking about
everywhere.
That, so I was interested. I looked a few states up.
I know.
And it is interesting that it's different. Yeah.
Georgia was 14 for a while.
Wow.
And I'm like, what?
Jeez.
They had it at like 9 or 8 in like the early 1900s, and they got it to 14, and then they pushed it to 16. And I'm like,
oh, good.
What? And I'm like,
jeez.
I mean, 16 isn't, like, I mean, it's better.
Still
it's significantly
low.
Better than 14, but it's still pretty low.
Yeah.
I feel like, at minimum, it should be at least, like, 17 or 18. But, I mean, this is
It should just
this
be
is
18.
Crazy. I feel like it should just be
really should just be
I don't know.
If you're over 18, you shouldn't.
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, come on.
Yeah, like.
Really.
It's so strange. But even, like, going back to this, I think this is a good precedent that, like, no matter how good of a player you are, like, you're still going to get, like, you still can't get away with everything. And I feel like this is a type of scenario like that where even though he's a really great punter and everyone's kind of seen that and everyone's hyping up his 81-yard punt, I think that, I mean, I really hope no team signs him and he's just done. But, I mean, just like Kareem Hunt with that thing, like, they re-signed him
I don't
after
think
they cut him.
The Kareem Hunt thing isn't nearly as bad.
Yeah,
think.
This is really bad. This is really bad.
I'm not saying Kareem Hunt was in the right. I'm not defending what he did, but he was provoked, and it was not as bad as
this.
This
is predatory.
This is
like very
horrendous. Like,
yeah,
this is as bad as it gets.
And like, he admitted it. Like, so I mean, it's like he's denying certain parts of it, but like, it's still
even the parts
way,
he's admitting are enough to throw him in jail.
Yeah, exactly. So,
so
it's so crazy. Like, I don't know what's gonna get out of this, but I mean, I hope he just never sees football again because he kind of deserves to.
Speaking of,
yeah,
Deshaun Watson.
Heavy hitters back to back.
Jeez, yeah. Deshaun Watson got suspended 11 games. It was originally 6, and then the NFL appealed it, hoping for at least a full year. He ended up getting suspended 11 games, so he's getting paid a stupid amount of money to sit on the bench and relax for a while. Obviously, he has, 23-24 accusations going at the moment.
Didn't they try to, appeal, some of the guaranteed money or something? Or?
I don't even know, but he's sitting on a $230 million guaranteed deal, the largest amount of guaranteed money ever, I said, when you said, no matter how good you are, you can't get away with it. Because
that's true, yeah.
It kind of seems like he did. But I don't know. I remember when we first talked about this last year, I was a little sussed out about some of the stuff. Like the fact that the lawyer lived next to the Texans owners and it was after he demanded a trade and all that. Yeah, no, not anymore.
Yeah, I think everyone's
kind of... think about the stuff coming out from Watson's attorney is kind of disgusting. it went from, no, there's no way he would ever do that,
to the happy ending thing.
To, if he did, it would be okay. They're shifting the narrative, which just...
That's the biggest sign of guilt.
Right. Yeah, and at the introductory press conference or whatever, one of the owners was talking about him being remorseful or whatever.
Oh yeah,
remorseful for what? If you didn't do anything, you'd have no reason to be remorseful. But yeah, so he suspended 11 games, which is a weird number and didn't really make any sense until you realize that means he comes back against Houston.
Which it was weird because,
well done NFL, you fixed it. Good job.
It's so stupid because I feel like it's – well, they're pushing for 12 games explicitly so he wouldn't be able to play in Houston. And that's
– he got less time than Calvin Ridley.
Dude, this is like –
Calvin Ridley bet a small amount of money on a game he wasn't playing in and got more time than Deshaun Watson.
Exactly.
Who is very likely guilty of 23 or more accusations of much worse thing than a bet on a game you're not in.
Dude, that's so stupid.
Unreal.
And, the stupid thing is that, I don't know. That just opens the possibility. I'm not saying this is going to happen, but, the whole Urban Meyer thing,
mm-hmm.
where he went there, he stayed away from the team when he was there, and just, I feel like that's kind of a thing that could happen. I don't know. But
yeah, I don't know. Anyway.
Good job, NFL. You're great.
We should put this in here. It's not in here, but Brian Robinson Jr., running back for the
I did see that
for the Commanders
for the Washington.
Yeah, yesterday there was an attempted carjacking of him, and he got shot multiple times, and which is just awful. It was under an hour after Ron Rivera said he was going to be the starter.
Yeah,
he gets robbed and shot. He's in the hospital now. He's in stable condition. Is said to be in good spirits. I mean, as good a spirits as you can be after getting robbed and shot.
Yeah.
But, the doctor didn't rule out. Obviously, football is not what's important here, but it's a sports show. We're going to talk about it. He could come back this year. You can't count on it, but the doctor couldn't rule it out that he could come back. In the end, just hoping for the best for Brian Robinson Jr. and hoping that he comes back the same player that he was, the same guy that just got named the starter. So,
yeah.
I mean, congrats to him for carving out that role and hoping for the speediest and most full recovery possible, because that is horrible.
Dude,
I don't know what it is about Washington players, but...
Dude, Washington's just bad luck.
A little similar to the Sean Taylor
thing. What I was about to say. I'm like, this sounds very similar. Where a really, talented player, and then, gets into, a situation where it's, you can't really control, and then...
Right.
Yeah, it's so unfortunate. And, I just feel like Washington just has bad luck.
They
really need to, I'm strong.
Relocate
I'm
at this point.
Believer of just completely rebranding, relocate.
I mean, they did rebrand.
Yeah, but actually do it well this time.
Commanders sucks.
That even Chase Young, their star player is was beforehand. They were giving him all the possible names, and he was "That's enough for Commanders."
Yeah.
Dude,
should have been Red Wolves.
They didn't even consult. It should have been Wolves or something.
I think Red Wolves
or
is fire. The Washington Red Wolves sounds
awesome.
Washington
Warriors, I think, would have been dope too. Red Wolves, Warriors, even the
Commanders is terrible.
Aviator, something like
that.
Wasn't
that XFL team, the DC Commanders?
Yeah, I think so.
Anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. Praying for Brian Robinson. Yeah, Tom Brady took a leave of absence from the Bucks for like 2 weeks-ish. There was some theories he was on The Masked Singer. I don't know if that's been disproved yet, but that would be hilarious.
Well, that's like weird because they already had like Rob Gronkowski on it.
Yeah.
And then if they already like, because they give you hints. Mm-hmm. And if they give hints, it's going to be clearly obvious if it's Tom Brady, especially with these like leaks and everything. So
I think that this has made a way bigger deal than it should be. He's 45 years old. He thought he was retired for a while. Like, he took a few days off. Oh, well. He came back to camp and started spinning it. Like, he's fine. So I don't think this is really much of a story.
Mm-hmm.
Neither do I think about this next one, but you seem to. Zach Wilson. Allegedly.
Wait, this is kind of old, but
allegedly
I mean...
slept with his mom's friend. I don't know why this matters. Good for him, like, I guess.
Good for him, I guess.
Yeah, I don't know why this is a story. Like, it is what it is. He's a famous, rich athlete, and it's not that unexpected. I don't know what to say.
I think it's kind of funny. I think that's, like, the biggest thing. They were just playing onto the meme about it. But, like, I feel like it's kind of funny because... there was even that video of like his mom that was like showing her friend. She's like, it's
"Yeah, she's
not
like,
him.
Not this
not
one,
not this one."
Which means it definitely happened.
It definitely happened. I'm
definitely,
like, oh.
Which is hilarious and good for him, really. But it's not going to affect his performance on the field.
I feel like there's a reputation now where everyone's like, you know, the whole meme.
Yeah, people
with, like, the
like
inner
him.
Dog.
People like him more because
everyone's hyping
awesome.
Him up.
It's
and
hilarious.
If he sucks, then it's like, oh, he's like, you know, he has these expectations now. But man,
yeah,
like, oh god.
And then a couple more pieces of news here. The NFL released their top 100 players list.
Dude,
it sucked.
It was
terrible, dude. You know how they released like the top 10 who just missed the cut?
Yeah,
Jimmy G, 106. 106.
Dude.
You're telling me that he's the no chance.
Nah.
Not even close.
No one in the
league
really likes him. Like, think
about
he's trash.
Like Herbert and Brady had almost identical stats and performance, and Brady was one. Herbert was like 40.
Yeah,
Trent
Brady should not have been one. He does.
Trent Williams being 14 is disgusting to me. I genuinely think that top two is the only possible outcome there. But anyway,
he should have at least been top 10. I feel like
at least
books.
He had like, the best. Like that might have been the best season for a lineman ever. It was unreal.
Dude.
And
so
he was
ridiculous.
The highest ranked lineman in this list history, to be fair. But
yeah, but like
still stupidly low. And yeah, I'm just going to get my biased ones out of the way real quick. Nick Bosa, there's not 24 players better than Nick Bosa. Get out of here. Like, that's just stupid. Yeah, that's it. That's all my bias.
There's so many gripes that I have. Like, the biggest ones I have is...
Mac Jones was too high.
Mac Jones, I was about to say that.
Oh,
Mac Jones
man.
Mac Jones is 85 and Kirk Cousins is 99. There's no way. Kirk Cousins is significantly better than Mac Jones.
Mac was too high.
Like,
Terry McLaurin didn't make the list.
Seriously?
You want to tell me that
Scary
Mac Jones
Terry's.
Is better than Terry McLaurin?
There's also Trayvon was better than Steph. Like, Stephon Diggs. Like, dude,
jeez.
There's no way. There's
no way. Not close.
Like, not close whatsoever. I did not like the Justin Herbert. Especially, okay, I'm fine with
Herbert
the whole...
Herbert was low. Which is weird, because quarterbacks are usually too high.
Yeah, like... And I'm fine with the thing, like, maybe getting Herbert behind Joe Burrow. I feel like Herbert's, like, should be above Burrow. But putting him at that far of a gap where Justin Herbert was in the top 30 and Joe Burrow was 21, like, that's way too big of a gap, in my opinion. Like, there's no way. I think that was so bad. Then, I forgot the other one. Tom Brady should not have been one. He just, like...
I don't think that's that crazy. I do think that the
Aaron Rodgers was the MVP, and then...
Well, I think Brady deserved it.
Like, I think
Brady deserved
MVP. I honestly think that, like, if they were going to make, like, Tom Brady the MVP, then they should... That makes more sense. But, like, with that, I think Aaron Donald should have been number one still.
I think
he should have been more.
In my mind, and I know this is subjective and probably not agreed on, but the top two clear players in the NFL right now are Trent Williams and Aaron Donald. That's what
I mean,
think.
I don't know about Trent Williams, but I definitely 100% Aaron Donald. I 100%
pound
agree.
For pound, I think those are the two best, and I think that there's a gap after those two before whoever's next. I really do. They may not be as valuable as an elite quarterback, but I think that they're the two best pure players, personally.
Did you hear about the I think I put it in there. The one girl that was like it was Tyron Smith. He like tore his meniscus or something, and then they said that like there's no skill whatever, like whatsoever to being a lineman.
Who said that?
It was, I don't remember who said it. It was like this one girl analyst.
That might be the worst take I've ever heard in my life.
The Pat McAfee show was talking about it, and they're like, this is the dumbest thing I've ever heard in my life.
No skill to be a lineman?
Yeah, they're apparently talking about how, like,
you know, the footwork that goes into that?
Yeah, like,
are you kidding me?
It takes you, like, a week to replace them or something. I'm like, dude, no.
You know the diet they have to maintain to keep their build?
And you see teams that are horrible, like, linemen. Like, if you have a great, like, O line, then you're basically going to be a really great team. Like,
yeah, seriously. You watch Trent Williams play left tackle, and then you watch whoever the backup is play left tackle, and you tell me there's no talent involved
in that.
Watch
the Bears
line. Get out of here.
Watch the Bears O-line, and then
seriously. You throw Trent or Bakhtiari or whatever on the Bears line and see if they get better. There's
exactly.
No,
like,
skill in O-line.
No way.
Get out of here.
I'm like, dude. And then that's just like...
That is like... That genuinely might be the worst take I've ever heard.
Yeah, like... Dude,
that's up there for sure.
It's so bad, like,
and I've heard a lot of bad takes, man. I'm on Twitter,
especially on this. I'm just kidding.
Okay.
honestly, I feel like that's just like even more dogging on linemen, because like linemen don't get respect.
They don't
by
get
anything.
Nearly enough.
They don't
respect.
Get any respect. Like, D-linemen,
I know I keep bringing them up.
D-linemen get respect, like, but O-line.
It's not just Trent Williams who got snubbed on this list. All the top O linemen are lower than they should be.
Yeah,
like they. They don't
no
get
one really
enough respect.
Watches them. No one really cares.
And it's much harder to understand what's good for a lineman. I'll admit I'm not great at understanding it sometimes. Like, mm-hmm. like an average to a below average quarterback versus an O lineman, it's much easier and entertaining
to watch the quarterback, like,
to tell the quarterbacks apart mm-hmm. rather than the O lineman. But
they
deserve more respect.
Dude, they work so much harder. Like. Like, if you've ever played football or anything,
football is
always,
one in the trenches.
Like, you always see the linemen go on their other side. They're like doing some crazy drills.
I know they say defense wins championships, but the trenches win championships. The front seven and the O line, that wins you championships. Mm-hmm. We saw it in the Bucks Chiefs Super Bowl.
Especially because
we saw it Rams Bengals. Aaron Donald dominated the line and they won. We saw the perfect season Patriots got dominated by a 9-7 Giants team. Why? Because of their D line.
Mm-hmm.
And there are exceptions, of course. Like, I don't want to talk about that one, but there are exceptions. But generally, football.
Nothing's ringing a bell. I think
okay. Football is one in the trenches. And so they deserve more respect. But
I feel like.
Honestly, I feel like the list was a little better this year than it has been in years past.
No.
A little bit.
I think it was bad.
I don't know, man. It's been bad in the past.
There's been some, like,
Jimmy G was
ones,
top
but...
45 in 2019, bro.
Oh, man. Gee.
And, I mean, that's far. There's always terrible rankings. Like, Mac was way too high, for sure.
Yeah.
But
I mean, this one, I think this year I actually kind of paid attention more. I mean, I think there's not as many gripes normally for me, but this year was bad. This was not good whatsoever. I think everyone unanimously agrees this is probably one of the worst lists.
I don't know. They're never good.
If you go on Twitter, there's like a ton of people that are like, dude, this list is trash. Like, it's not. I think Justin Tucker was very underrated,
Kyle
too.
Pitts over CeeDee Lamb is interesting. Well, okay, so Justin Tucker and Kyle Juszczyk are kind of in leagues of their own. Like, they're the only one in their position on the list, so you can't really.
I still think he should have been higher. Like,
they're both excellent players, but you can't really put them higher just because of positional value. But I'm glad they're both on the list.
Yeah,
because they're the best at their position, and the best at your position should be on.
Yeah,
yeah. I think the last thing we got here is that Aaron Rodgers admitted a lot of drug use. he was on Joe Rogan, of course, and Dr. Joe Rogan, as Pat McAfee would say.
Can you just please shut his mouth, like, dude?
So. Actually, we're going to have different takes on this. He admitted to taking Percocets before a game and, like, playing on perks, which I'm not going to lie to you. I have nothing to back this up at all. This is just what I think. I think this is a lot more common than just Aaron Rodgers. I think that there's a lot of players who do this. That maybe not Percocets specifically, but, like, those type of painkillers.
Like painkillers, yeah.
I think that this is common, and I don't know. I don't necessarily see much of a problem with it. As long as he's not violating the league rules, which I'm not sure if that does or not. But I don't know. I think that this is more common than we know. I don't think we can fully appreciate the toll of an NFL season. So
yeah.
I don't really have a problem with it.
Well, there's been those like talks about like a second bye week, which I feel like you should.
Absolutely. I think you should go to 18 games, 2 bye weeks to make it a 20-week season. Makes everyone happy. There's more money and another rest week for the players. But And then he also admitted to some ayahuasca trips in the last couple off seasons.
Is that how you pronounce it?
I think so. Ayahuasca?
I thought it was aca or like.
I think it's ayahuasca, which, if you don't know, is a hallucinogen, which, I don't know. It's usually ingested through a tea. So, like, the effects of like shrooms and DMT, ayahuasca is in that category. And it's usually drank in a tea. And it's obviously, it depends on the dosage you take, but it's used for all different kinds of things. You have hallucinations because it's a hallucinogen, but I don't know. His reasoning was like self-love and inner appreciation.
Well, he went to his
and
hippie stage or whatever.
A lot of people give testament to that it's like you find yourself, you work on yourself and
third
stuff
eye.
Like that. I can't speak to any of that, but he's not going to face any discipline from the NFL, and he won back-to-back MVPs, so I think he's doing okay. But
yeah, I mean, I feel like this is so stupid that he's like announcing all this stuff. But I mean, if it's Aaron Rodgers with the whole, you know, the whole vaccine,
dude,
thing,
it honestly feels like he's just testing the waters at this point. Yeah. He's like, what can I say? Like, what could I say before I get disciplined?
Dude,
and I love it. Honestly, it's hilarious.
So stupid. I'm like, oh my, dude. I'm just like, please, just why? I'm like, oh my gosh, like, dude, come on. If I'm gonna be honest, I'm low key kind of getting sick of Aaron Rodgers. Like,
I'll take him.
I don't want the 49ers to get him. Just please, like, go on a game show just at this point.
He's so good.
Please, just. Wow.
Yeah. Anyway, I think that's all we got for today's episode.
Yeah.
We'll be back next week with probably a lot more.
This week still.
Oh, yeah. We will be back later this week. But sports-wise, we'll be back next week with probably some more NFL talk and college football. Because, you know, I mean, we're a sports show, but we're a football show.
Yeah. So. I mean, that's only, like, that's the biggest sport. And we already mentioned this. Biggest sport. We're going to be talking about it.
Yeah. So on behalf of Adam and I, we want to say thank you for watching the Sports and Stuff Show. Make sure to follow all our socials, which are either at Sports and Stuff Show or at SNS underscore show. Mm-hmm. Catch us on Wednesdays and Fridays on the University Pulse 3 to 4. And yeah, we will see you in the next one.
Peace.